I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Manzoni Wildlife Estate in Machakos County in our Republic of Kenya in the continent of Africa. The conversations and discussions continue regarding the continent of Africa. And today we focus on a subject that is seldom scrutinized in the manner that it should. The sexual exploitation of women by the colonialists for their benefit and for whatever reason that they assigned to it. You know, when I look at that subject, I always remember Alex Haley's Roots, a documentary that dealt with the movement of the family of Kunta Kinte from Jufre village in the Gambia to the United States. And that story documents in part how the enslavers used women. And it must be remembered that when we talk about the use of sex during the colonial period, it is a carryover from the days of slavery. From the days of slavery, because when the slave dealers were selecting individuals to be taken for slavery, they chose what their eyes told them, and through medical examination, that these were the best. They were the best of the men in terms of physique, and the best of the women in terms of physique. And that is why the sexual exploitation and the use of sex starts to manifest itself in places such as the United States of America, where the bulk of the slaves were taken in the southern part. And of course, it manifests itself in the different parts of the Caribbean. And we seldom say this, even in the Arab world, where women were exported by way of slave trade. And when that happened, women were subjected and constituted part of the harem of the slave owners. It was almost eugenics, but at a lower level. Eugenics in the sense that the slave owner wanted to improve the breed. That is how they looked at it. It's almost as if you are improving your breed, as we now do with livestock. That if you had the white master having children with a black slave, then the breed that you produce, who are called the mulattoes, particularly in the Spanish colonies and the Portuguese colonies, would be much more willing to be subservient to the slave master and would serve as an overseer. That is what happened during the slave trade, and the Portuguese and the Spaniards were bad at it. And they were bad at it because they created whole colonies, if you may, and I'm using the word colony very guardedly and loosely, who were mulattoes and stratified the society in that way. So that the mulattoes had different privileges and the women were also disempowered. Remember, sometimes this was done to not only to create a new breed of slaves, but sex was also used as a tool of dehumanization and as a tool of humiliation. The whites would take black women and sleep with them in the full sight of some of the people that they are enslaved, including their husbands and including their adult children. And once that had happened to you, you would be broken. There are stories during the slave period that if a person attempted to escape, then of course their women would be raped and they would be gang raped, in order to tell the individual that if you try again, we are going to do this to you. That was during the slave trade in the Caribbean, in the Americas, in Latin America, and the few who went to Europe, particularly in Spain and Portugal. There are also stories which are now documented, of course, the Arab scholars rejected, that when slaves were taken to certain parts of the Arab world, particularly in the Omani area, the men were castrated. They were castrated so that they became eunuchs, so that even if they worked in the harems of the kings, they would not engage in any sexual activity with their women. But their women were subjected to sexual abuse. And in those cases, of course, we see that what happened is that you'd be abused by the father, you'd be abused by the uncle, you'd be abused by the children. And that carried over. When the colonizers now came after slave trade had been declared to be illegal, the colonizers now came into the colonies, and there are testimonies in different parts of Africa how the colonizers picked women from their homes and took them to their camps. These testimonies are to be found in what is today Namibia. They are to be found in Angola. They are to be found in Mozambique. They are to be found in Cabo Verde. And as I've already said, these accounts for many people of mixed parentage who are called mulattoes. And it's not lost on us that these mulattoes who had been subjected to this kind of, who are the products of this sexual abuse, were then given some privileges. We also know that during the rebellions, whether it was the Maji Maji rebellion or the Hehe rebellion or the rebellions in the Mau Mau, what some of the white overseers did was to subject women to rapes, and they were essentially kept as comfort women when their husbands were interned. And you can see this particularly in the case of the Mau Mau. When the husbands had been taken and taken into camps, the women who remained in the villages were sometimes subjected to sexual abuse, both by the whites and the collaborators who remained outside. The same thing happened in the what is now the Democratic Republic of Congo, the Congo Free State, which was owned, as we already know, by King Leopold of the Belgians, about whom a lot has been written. And of course, The Ghosts of King Leopold is a book that speaks to this in great detail. So you can see that sex was a tool at several levels. And let us examine the levels that were used. Even the whole idea of prostitution as we know it became a product of this abuse of women. Let us look at it. The first thing that the colonizers did, and the colonial project in its entirety, was a project in domination and humiliation. And one of the tested tools for domination and humiliation is to abuse your women. Because in times of war, what people do is to protect their women and their children. And what the colonialists therefore did to break the backs of some of the most difficult individuals within communities was to subject their women to sexual abuse of different kinds. They subjected their mothers to abuse, they subjected their wives to abuse, they subjected their daughters to abuse, and they did it systematically with the end result that the men themselves were broken and the women themselves were broken, and they were zombified, and they became automatons whose only role was to perform their chores unquestioningly because their dignity and pride had been taken away. So that was tool number one, humiliation and domination. The second reason why sexual abuse was used was for the comfort. Many of these individuals who came to the colonies in Europe and America, many of them were either unmarried, or if they were married, they had abandoned their children. And they therefore created a category of women who would then become their comfort women. It started, of course, by humiliation. And once you've been humiliated and your dignity has been taken away, then you no longer attach value to yourself. And the institution of prostitution started in earnest in this way in very many African societies. And in fact, if you look at many African communities, there was no word for prostitution, which tells you that the whole idea of a woman giving themselves in exchange for material or money became a byproduct of the abuse to which they were subjected by the colonialists from Europe. The third thing for which sexual abuse was used, because consent was immaterial or was obtained by force, if that can be characterized as consent at all, was to improve, as I've already said, the value of your stock. You are improving the value of your stock and creating a new cadre, and this new cadre would then be subservient to you, and then you stratify society. Because Europe and America had come from an environment where people were stratified. It is not lost on me that many of the colonizing powers from Europe were themselves monarchies. So society was divided between the royalty and the commoners, and you created a different stock. So you use sex as a tool for producing these individuals, and in that way, you divided the society, and a divided society is one that is easy to abuse. And this, there is a carryover to this sexual abuse. We now know that once again, women from the continent of Africa, from the former colonies, are being trafficked to different parts of Europe, to different parts of the Arab world, to continue with this abuse under the guise of domestic work, under the guise of different trades. And this is all documented, that millions of African women without opportunities from the southern to the eastern to the western, and some of them are even children, are trafficked and are used in brothels in the Arab world and even in Europe. So it tells you that in as much as we are looking at sexual abuse from a historical perspective, there is a sense in which the seeds have germinated. We may now call them and use different names to refer to them, but it is a carryover of the sexual abuse to which they were subjected, and people have lost dignity. And when you look at your lineage, there is always this spot, which spot is not so very rosy, courtesy of the abusive use of colonialism. Colonialism therefore manifests itself and must be depicted as the most despicable thing ever to have happened in humanity to man. And sexuality, which is supposed to be sacred, was abused and used in a manner that is unprecedented. And we see the pain that it still visits upon us as we see the continuation of this sexual exploitation, because opportunities once again are taken from the African continent through the exploitation of our resources. It is a sad, dark face in the history of colonization. And whenever Africans talk of reparation and ascribe or attach monetary value to it, it is incalculable, because the trauma that it has occasioned, and which trauma has now become something that is in behavioral DNA, is unprecedented in history. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we continue this interrogation of matters African, of a historical nature, contemporary nature. Today, we have dealt with the question of sexual abuse during the colonial period, but we'll come again to continue with this conversation. Thank you very much.